There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
More news. Nick Harper joins us on the line. Let's start at New York Auto Show, Nick, with what's going on there? What's taking your fancy?
Yeah, good evening. Live from the New York Auto Show this evening. Well, I got to admit, first of all, that I normally tell cars apart by their colour. And my favourite adjective when describing a car is shiny. I don't know the intricate details of them, but I can tell you a few tidbits of the stuff that I have seen. Lincoln, one of the US car company brands here, they've reintroduced the Aviator. It's exciting news for them. It's been out of the market for 12 years or so. But they say that they're introducing this bigger model because the SUV and the truck market is still the biggest selling sector in the United States. And there has been an interesting bit of futuristic news, as it were. Jaguar and Waymo have partnered together. Jaguar, a long-term brand. Waymo is a spin-off company as part of Google's Alphabet company. They're partnering to create some self-driving cars, hoping to have a taxi service by the end of this year, about 20,000 in their fleet within the next couple of years. That integration of old-style technology with very new technology, trying to pave the way to the future and get to those fully autonomous vehicles.
And Nick, obviously you are down at the auto show and you've been talking to car makers about fully autonomous driving. And I guess following the fatal Uber crash, there must be a lot of discussion in the industry.
Very much so, yeah. The first fatal crash involving a self-driving Uber car about a week and a half ago. So many of the car manufacturers that I've talked to, they're all saying one word, safety. We've got this race, really, for car manufacturers. There's about 20 of them trying to get there first, get their products on the market for mass sale, the self-driving vehicles. But everyone here is saying, look, we are still working towards that, but we're taking a little bit of a step back just so we can be 100% sure that all of our products are safe. One person that I spoke to here said that they basically didn't want to replace human error behind the wheel with machine error. So they want to make sure that that technology is right and also that consumers feel comfortable with it, because that first fatal crash a week and a half ago seems to have put a bit of a dent in consumer confidence when it comes to the idea of having a machine drive your car.
Nick, let's move on to a word that's just entering the lexicon. Apparently, Twermination is being fired by tweet, and we've seen that once again in the last day or so.
Once again, yes, the revolving door at the White House is spinning again. Someone's out, someone's in. Admiral Ronnie Jackson is taking over as the Secretary of Veteran Affairs. Out is David Chilkin, and he was fired by tweet in the same way that Rex Tillerson, the former Secretary of State, was rather unceremoniously dumped by Twitter just a couple of weeks ago. So the man that was the president's personal doctor, the guy who gave him his first medical as president a couple of months ago, Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, is taking over as part of Donald Trump's cabinet. He feels that he'll be able to do a good job. David Chilkin, there has been some issues, some controversy, especially about financial misconduct on a foreign overseas trip to Europe last year. So David Chilkin is out. But in the last month, I think we've now had four very high-profile figures leave the White House, either by mutual agreement or, more often than not, by firing. So Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, is out. H.R. McMaster, National Security Advisor, out. The Chief Economic Advisor, Gary Cohen, is gone. And the White House Communications Director, Hope Hicks. All of those have gone. The question is this the end to the bloodletting, to this huge cabinet reshuffle? Donald Trump, very unpredictable, especially when it comes to Twitter. So who knows? There may be more of these type of firings to come.
And elsewhere, Nick, an unarmed black man has been shot dead. And that was after he was seen walking around the streets with his trousers down. His family say the police's action amounts to premeditated murder.
Yeah, very sad story. There's a guy called Danny Ray Thompson, a 34-year-old man, walking around the streets of Houston, Texas. It was all recorded by the video camera in the police car. You can see him walking around with his trousers around his ankles. The police officer is telling him to get on the ground. He doesn't, and then he's shot dead. The police officer did have a taser gun on him, which he didn't use. So the family are saying, look, this looks like it was premeditated murder. He was an unarmed black man. The officer was also African American, but it seems to be just another case of what many within the African American community are calling this police brutality against the black population. A very sad story of a man who was shot dead, perhaps in circumstances where he didn't need to be.
Let's move on, Nick. If we can just keep you on for a couple more minutes. Would you, here's a question, give up your Snapchat handle, if you got a free cruise in return? Apparently one teenager did.
That's right, yeah. For some people, their Snapchat handle, their Twitter handle, their name on Facebook, I mean, it's a part of yourself. It's your identity. It's also perhaps an expression of yourself. So here we have 15-year-old Darren Lipscomb from Virginia. His Snapchat handle was Carnival Cruise. He was a long-time cruise fan. He'd been on a sailing trip about 6 years ago with the company Carnival Cruise. He loved it so much that he created the Snapchat handle at Carnival Cruise to share all of his pictures of him on board these ships. But the company realized that they didn't have a Snapchat handle, wanted one, saw this one was taken, so they turned up at Danny Lipson's door to offer him a free $5,000 cruise for him and his family to Spain in return for him giving up his Snapchat handle, Carnival Cruise. He says that he hasn't got a new one yet, he hasn't decided on one, but it might be financially beneficial, he says, if he chooses another high-profile company and takes their name before they have a chance to.
I mean, yes, as always, Nick, you deliver with the quirky stories at the end. And this next one is no exception. $1 million lump sum or $1,000 US a week for life. That was the decision one lottery winner had to make after she won on her first ever scratch card. And I think the qualifier here is, just remind us, Nick, how old she was when she won this?
18 years old. It was her birthday. She went to a shop, bought herself a sparkling bottle of wine, and for the first time ever bought herself a scratch card, her first one ever, and she wins the top prize, first go. The choice is you either get $1 million lump sum or you get $1,000 a week for life. If you're in your 60s, your 70s, I guess it's pretty obvious which one you'd choose. She went for the $1,000 a week for life. Now, some financial experts reckon that that would be in the region of about $3 million over her lifetime, so far exceeding the lump sum, and somewhere in the equivalent, because you have to remember that that $1,000 is tax-free, somewhere in the equivalent of an annual salary before tax of $100,000 a year. So, yes, very lucky 18-year-old there, with a decision that I imagine most of us would want to be faced with. A tough decision, but perhaps one I would certainly want to have.
What would you go for, Nick?
Oh, well, I'm a little bit older. I'm certainly not 18, let's put it that way. A lump sum would be nice. I don't know, a regular income of $1,000 a week, that'd be pretty good.
It's not so bad. I mean, you're gainfully employed, so $1,000, put that away, tax-free, kids' future, you got college fees to think about. You know, I'm thinking...
Oh, don't remind me.
Yeah, I see, that's my sensible adult head. I'd get the million and blow it. There you are.
Oh, no, no way. I'd take the $1,000 a week.
Nick Harper at the New York Auto Show. Good to talk to you, Nick. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.